This was a pretty awful kind of people. They simply halted wherever they were, right in the path, and relieved themselves. Awful. Over there, a young man had thrown a girl down and they were... Yes, they were. Fornicating, right out in public. Bitty turned his head away and tried to purify his thoughts. But the direction he turned showed him a man making a child do something unspeakable. He began to feel a little ill and walked much closer to Sir Johnny's heels. These creatures were worse than animals. Far worse. Bitty followed Sir Johnny into the lean-to. How the place stank! There was somebody sitting on a tree trunk they had built the lean-to over. The man was awfully fat and was yellowish with the yellow that Dr. McKendrick said was malaria. The folds of the man's body made deep seams of dirt. He had a funny cap on that must be made out of leather. It had a peak in front. There was something set on it. A woman's brooch? Some kind of stone? A diamond? The creature they had captured, Arf, was standing in front of the fat man. With a fist beat on his chest, Arf was making a report. What was he calling the fat man? General Snith? Wasn't Snit a cyclo-common name? Wasn't Smith the common English name? Terrible hard to tell with that oatmeal accent. The general was chewing on a haunch of something and didn't seem much impressed. Finally, the general spoke.
Did you get your supplies? The sulfur?
Well, no.
Arf said, and tried to tell it all again.
Did you bring back your stiffs?
The general said. Stiffs? Stiffs? Oh, bodies. This captunk, Arf, seemed to get a bit scared and back up. The general hurled the haunch straight at him and hit him in the face with it.
Hold your expectoration!
Screamed the general. Eat? Stiffs? Bodies? Eat? Their own dead? Then Bitty looked down at the throne haunch that had ricocheted toward him. It was a human arm! Hurriedly, Bitty got out of there and got back of the lean-to and was very sick at his stomach. But Sir Johnny found him in a moment and put an arm around his shoulders and wiped his mouth with a bandana. He tried to get a Russian to take Bitty back to the plane, but Bitty wouldn't go. The place of a squire was with his knight. And Johnny might need this blast rifle among these horrible creatures. So they let him continue to follow. Sir Johnny looked into the lean-to in the edge of the trees and seemed very interested. And Bitty looked and saw a very old, very battered instruction machine, like the pilots used to learn cyclo. And this seemed to mean something to Sir Johnny. Who were they looking for now? The rain was coming down, and these people were racing around, and the blast rifle was very heavy and getting heavier. Oh, the coordinators. They found them in another lean-to, a pair of young Scots. Wasn't one of them a McCandless from Inverness? Yes, he thought he recognized him. They sat there, soaking wet even under cover, their bonnets like mops. They looked pretty white of face. Sir Johnny was trying to find out how they got here, and they were pointing to a pile of cable dropped by a plane. So Sir Johnny told them they'd better leave with them, and they were saying no. It was a council order to bring these people back to the compound in America. And even though the transports were overdue, they had supposed it was trouble for the council to be finding enough pilots for the lift. After a lot of argument about their duty on their side and their safety on Sir Johnny's side, they were persuaded to at least come to the plane, where they could be given a food package and maybe some weapons. So they all pushed their way through this mob of people back to where the Russians held a defense perimeter and got into the plane.